Good day, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap for Wednesday, January 29th, 2025. I have a selection of the most recent and pertinent stories from the insurance industry to share with you today. Leading off, the Australian Capital Territory is taking affirmative action on the ongoing issue of rising insurance costs affecting businesses and community organizations. A comprehensive inquiry has been launched by the ACT's Legislative Assembly's Standing Committee on Economics, Industry, and Recreation. Comparing local insurance costs with those in other regions, the inquiry will examine factors such as workers' compensation and how climate change is impacting the sector. Timus Werner Gibbings, the chair of the committee, is actively seeking recommendations to improve the industry. Part of the inquiry will investigate public liability claim trends, influences on litigation, and the hurdles faced by entities when securing insurance. The role of insurers in risk evaluation, along with public sector policy models for community organizations, will also be examined. According to the Canberra Business Chamber, premium increases, especially those related to workers' compensation, have approached unsustainable levels, disadvantaging ACT businesses. Those wishing to engage with the process can submit until March 14th. Turning to other industry news, auto and general insurance has been reprimanded for its handling of a storm damage claim. An order from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, now requires the insurer to write an apology and pay $2,000 to a Brisbane homeowner. The insurer had erroneously placed the blame of pre-existing damage on the homeowner, which ultimately led to the cancellation of the policy. The AFCA judgment emphasized the procedural lapses at Auto and General's end, calling for better independent assessment processes. In our final story of the week, a travel insurance dispute involving a pre-existing condition clause puts the focus on policy comprehension. A case where a man's claim was denied when he returned early from his U.S. vacation to be with his terminally ill sister-in-law illustrates a common pitfall of misunderstanding policy exclusions. The consensus of AFGE supported the insurer, marking an important lesson for all. Comprehensive knowledge of policy clauses is paramount when it comes to avoiding financial surprises. That concludes our weekly insurance news wrap for Wednesday, January 29th, 2025. Don't forget, for your personal or business insurance needs, you can find us at Financial Services Online. Simply visit financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed and stay insured. I am Paige Estrotori, signing off.